Good evening. Welcome to the show. Bangkok Radio Swayze. I'm Ben Mansour on the door, flying through Mordor, if you will.
Mordor.
That's Eamon, you can hear.
Hello.
Say hello, Eamon.
This is actually Ben Mansour.
Oh.
I don't know who that imposter was. Sounded like a deflated version of me. Not really sure who that was, but this is Ben Mansour, BK right. Radio Swayze over here. CK.
Introduce yourself to the mic, Mr. Hass.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
What's up? How you doing, Ben?
Hello, Ben.
What's up, Ben?
Mansour.
What's up, Ben?
I'm CKC, Bangkok Radio Swayze.
Whoa, we've already gone for a minute.
Woo! Guys, I think we should make this episode half hour long.
Okay. Maybe. Should we plug?
Because
last week it took us like half an hour to plug.
Let's plug.
That episode hasn't gone up yet.
It's
supposed to go up today.
Yeah.
Alright, so
you can catch us on...
You can find us on Facebook by going to Google and typing in Facebook, Bangkok Radio Swayze. You can catch us on Twitter by going to Google and typing in
Bangkok Radio Swayze
Twitter.
Or you can at us or find us at BK Radio Swayze. Or just type in Bangkok Radio Swayze onto Twitter.
Yeah. Also just shout in Dixon's, Bangkok Radio Swayze. We are sponsored by Dixon's.
Go to Dixon's and just say Bangkok Radio Swayze. You get 10% off.
Yeah.
Are we on iTunes? We're on
iTunes.
Yeah,
we are on iTunes.
Get us on iTunes, on Podomatic, CKC.
CKC.podomatic.com.
You can find us in the Apple Store next to the headphone section. We have a guy there, he's handing out BK Radio Swayze tapes.
Yeah. You can find us on Oxford Street. You like hip hop? You like hip? Excuse me, sir. Do you like hip hop?
Like hip hop?
Yeah.
Bangkok Radio.
Listen to this tape. It's Bangkok Radio.
But I don't really like hip hop. No, this isn't like the hip hop that you usually listen to.
This is real
intellectual hip hop.
Yeah. This is my lyrics.
I'm not really. Oh, here's £5.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Enjoy. I've never listened. Every time I get one of those, I never listen to any of them.
CKC, Bangkok Radio Space. Ben, Eamon, Hassan. Hello.
Hello. Today we're going to be talking about Ant-Man.
No.
Well, later. We're going to talk about it a bit later from now, though. This episode's going to be a bit shorter than usual. That's because earlier today I was diagnosed with leukemia.
It's not a laughing matter. I don't know why I laughed.
I don't know why you thought.
Let's give him the silence he deserves.
Now, everyone who knows me knows that my number one fear in life
is leukemia.
Is to die of leukemia.
How do you die of leukemia? What
do you mean?
What are the stages? What are the stages?
Okay, first you contract leukemia.
How do you do it? How did you do it specifically?
Sitting in a microwave.
Bust up.
Sitting on a microwave.
Yeah,
listening to Beyonce.
Damn.
On the radio, sitting on a microwave.
And then it just kind of
cancer.
Shit.
You're the fifth person that's
full
happened to.
Stop. Cancer.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
The big C. See me. I have cancer.
Please, doctor, see me.
Are you gonna go for any
chemo?
Chemo, yeah.
Yes.
Have you started?
No.
Isn't it supposed to be today the first?
Yeah. I have started. I got my chemo today.
What chems are you taking?
I don't know why they call it chemotherapy, because it's shit.
It's not a therapy at all.
It's not very therapeutic.
It's ironic.
Except for the Asian hostess that gives you a little HJ.
Oh, wow. NHS has really come up.
More like NHJ.
Job? National Health Jobs?
National Hand Job Society. That's what it should be.
Shit.
So how are you feeling? You good? You feeling good? Or
fighting.
You feeling terrible?
I'm feeling shit.
Imagine terrible.
I'm actually feeling shit. I've got cancer.
That's bad for you.
But so how long was like the expectancy, like life expectancy now? What are you looking at? Are you looking at a couple of years? Are you looking at a couple of months? What is it? This is it.
You don't really know. You didn't go to that.
was just sort of like, oh, I got that. All right, I have to go record Bangkok Radio Swayze, the show you are listening to right now in your ears, on the headphones, or maybe on the bus, maybe on stereo. But I do have cancer. That's terrible.
So, good luck with that, man.
You know who told a funny joke earlier this week?
I don't.
Nicki Minaj is pregnant.
Oh, yeah. I like that too.
Yeah, too I like Nicki Minaj. I like Nicki Minaj. I think she's very beautiful. Everyone was always like, oh, I hate Nicki Minaj. And I'm like, what's the hate? She's just a nice person.
She has nice features.
Like
personality wise.
Yeah. She's just nice looking.
Yeah.
And sounding.
Yeah.
And being.
Yeah.
As a person.
Yeah.
Who made her pregnant?
Meek Mills.
Who,
Who's that?
Meek Mills.
Who's Meek Mills.
He's currently in beef with Drake.
Oh, okay. That's.
What are they beefing over?
Because Meek Mills came out on Twitter at like 3 a.m. one night being like, Drake doesn't write his own lyrics. And Drake was like, hey, that's why are you saying that?
Hey man, that's not cool, man.
No, he's not. He's from Canada, isn't he? So he'd be like,
what's that about,
man? What's that about, man?
That's not cool. That's not cool, man.
Where is it? Oh yeah, I do write my own lyrics. Irish Canadian. Like Mina Soda. Hello there.
Know yourself, man. What's that about? Canada. Oh, sorry, that was just
that's
some fans.
That's
coming.
The audience we got into.
Yeah, that's a live studio audience right there.
So we just let them in.
Settle down, ladies. We're all taken.
Put your clothes back on. Come on, seriously.
We've got an actual audience in today.
Wait, sorry. Audience, settle down.
Thank you for settling down. So precise here.
Who in the audience likes Tupac Shakur?
Take your time responding. Don't worry about it. Take your time, guys. It isn't the fastest.
Tupac Shakur.
Guys, don't be shy. There you go. I hear some guys.
I like Tupac Shakur. There you go. Very good. He's in the studio.
Everyone get out.
So, what do you think Nicki Minaj's baby's going to be, boy or girl, Eamon?
I think it's going to be some sort of hybrid fusion.
Of boy and girl.
Yeah, because I think Nicki Minaj has sort of transcended that human being element. Yeah. She's gone past that.
She's beyond human beings.
She's gone beyond human, but she went from sort of ghetto to plastic to just pure energy. Just sort of cash cow energy. So.
I actually remember when I first saw a Nicki Minaj video.
Can I have some of that? Sweet H2O.
Oh, was sponsored by...
What?
Anyway, sorry, when was the last time you saw a Nicki Minaj video? Sorry, Hassan, what were you saying?
It was about four years ago. And I remember,
I was going through puberty.
I was strong in the puberty. I just passed it, really.
Well, yeah,
but 20, I remember
four
seeing,
or 5 years ago, you were 28.
It was the video where she's like on a highway for half of it, and then she like goes into the jungle, and she takes her fucking wig off halfway through it. But I remember just...
And you don't rate her because you know that you were like, she's bald, bro. I remember that.
Yeah, I was a bit like, allow it, she's got no hair. But then I was like, allow it, she's got no hair, allow it, Hassan. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, allow my allow it.
Oh, right.
Allow so your allow.
Allow my allow it.
Because she has no hair.
She has no hair, allow it.
She just came out of chemo.
Did she?
That's why we're talking about her.
Oh, shit.
Libels.
No,
but
she's,
I was...
She doesn't have cancer. She's having a baby.
I was... There's like a bit... It's like her first video where she's like in the jungle, like fucking just slithering on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Hassan, can I just stop you right there?
Yeah, just shut up. you know,
rewind.
Do you?
But no,
you
no, guys, no. Seriously. When
sorry,
I saw that video,
still going. Okay.
Please go on.
I was waiting for what anyone was saying. No, but seriously, when I saw that video, I was fucking blown away. I was like, shit, who the fuck is she?
Nicki Minaj.
And then, and then
saw her name.
And then 2 minutes later, yeah, I just saw her name at the end, and I was like, oh, Nicki Minaj.
Sort of
do
mundane
you guys,
that story.
But do you guys? The thing is, if she's pregnant now, what about Blue Ivy?
What do you mean by that?
What about?
Because Blue Ivy is Illuminati's very youngest.
Okay.
But now she can't be anymore because Nicki Minaj is going to have a baby.
Well, firstly,
so she can't now be called Illuminati's very youngest.
I think she should name the new baby Shamrock.
Why?
Why?
Just to sort of bring
after
attention
the
to the whole gypsy movement, I think. It's just a little bit. It's becoming concerning. It's becoming concerning to me, and I think she should really take a handle behind it.
Nicki Minaj should be the person to stand up to gypsies.
Why not? Why not? She's got a big profile. Why not?
Not stand up to gypsies, but four gypsies.
Four gypsies.
It's a, you know.
Shamrock was a wrestler, wasn't he?
He was.
That's going on with our last theme.
Ken Shamrock. No, Ken. He wasn't a wrestler.
It was Shamrock. Ken Shamrock. Yeah.
UFC fighter.
No,
he was WWF, wasn't he?
Was he Gypsy?
Ken Shamrock was a UFC fighter. There might have been a wrestler called Ben Shamrock. Ben Shamrock
is because Ben puts his name in front of everything.
Hassan is going to Poland.
I hate my life. Go on.
I'm so tired.
Tired of the time.
Can I have a bit more of
myself
fun,
so
Tim?
Much.
Yeah, you can have a
piece of fun. Fucking bad.
I woke up today and I thought, why? Why even continue?
Slowly dying.
Anyway. Mm. Ant-Man, what did you think of that?
It was a great trailer, man.
Are we doing Ant-Man?
Yeah, we're doing Ant-Man.
No, we shouldn't have been doing
Ant-Man. We're doing Ant-Man, bro.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron, what did you think
of Ant-Man? Ben, tell us a bit about Ant-Man.
Okay, so Ant-Man is a film starring Paul Rudd, originally going to be directed by Edgar Wright, about a lesser-known Marvel superhero called Ant-Man.
Okay.
This is some IMDb knowledge coming out here.
This is really Wikipedia.
The man himself wears a suit that turns you small, but when you're small, you have super strength.
Oh, nice.
And they get him to rob a bank.
Right. He robs a bank?
I think so.
Are you
bank,
sure?
Right?
Yeah.
Are you sure about the bank?
He robs a military base.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's sort of sounds like a guess, but okay, that's fine.
Who else is in the film, Ben?
Michael Douglas.
Who's he play?
He plays the original Ant-Man.
That's pretty good.
I've watched the film. And there's that guy from End of Watch in it. He's the comedic relief.
Mm.
And it's got that woman. Is it Jessica Biel? It's not Jessica Biel.
No, it's not Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel is exclusively in Adam Sandler films.
I hate Adam Sandler.
You hate everyone, bro.
But
so many.
What did you think of the Quentin Tarantino, the Quentin Tarantino element that they brought into it, Ben? What do you think about that?
What are you talking about, the Quentin Tarantino element?
Are you trying to throw me off?
Haven't you seen it?
Trying to throw me off.
The whole bit with the Quentin Tarantino. They did like a homage to Quentin Tarantino.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They did like a half an hour tribute. Bro.
It was in between like the middle of the end and part of the beginning bit.
Exactly. Somewhere there.
No, it was spaced out in between the film.
It did happen.
Hassan, I'm starting to think you didn't watch the film. What did you think of the film, Hass?
Dude, is it B-Man?
What's the main character called? What's the main character called? B-Man.
Insect Boy.
Was it B-Man?
Ant-Man.
I am Insect Boy.
What do you guys think of the whole virgin birth?
Generally?
Immaculate Conception.
Exciting story.
Let's go on that.
Not big on sci-fi myself, so I don't know.
Oh, wow.
What was that a little bit?
There you go, we're getting...
a little bit too true.
I immaculately concept every time I eat McDonald's,
bro. My sock is full of immaculate conception.
Yeah?
That's wanking. It's what's called wanking.
Do you think you can hand that in to a sperm bank?
I thought you were going to say hand that in as an essay.
Sock full of wank.
And like, can you imagine a woman going in for IVF and they just take a sock from under the bed.
Just ring it.
Michael,
just ring it over the fucking...
And then, like, it just... Oh, the dirty fucking just slops falling onto her leg.
They have to just pick which sock they want. So we got a Reebok, or we got these lovely suit socks.
We got the Slazenger.
Slazenger.
You know the wristband? Slazenger.
Slazenger.
But they would probably... Say if...
jizz rag.
No, if what's the royal fucking prince called? William.
George.
Prince William. If Prince William was like, he jizzed in a sock.
What?
If Prince William jizzed in a sock.
Yeah.
And he was like, I will. And then he threw a sock away and he was like, he said to the sperm bank, you can have that sock. He's now a cockney after he jizzes in a sock. It's like, you can have that sock if you can fucking ring it out over a test tube. You can have my spermies. Do you think they would go through? They'll be like, shit, this is our one chance to get royal This could
Royal
be the
James.
Most fucking
Royal Sucks Bank.
Exactly. Do you think they'll do it?
What kind of porn do you think royalty watches? If you're a member
that's
of the royal family, what kind of porn do you watch?
Booty.
I'm exclusively watching. I'm
porn
exclusively
of, like, royal
watching
members,
like Nazi
no.
porn,
oh, no.
where you're like a, where it's like a woman Aryan dressed in full SS spandex, like skin tight, that you know that like sort of like it's like leather. But it's not leather, it's like plastic.
Yeah.
What's
leather.
It? What's it called?
The leathery, plastic.
I know, it'll come lino.
Yeah.
But they're dressed in lino. No, it's not called that.
Like in
but
the
it's
sex,
literally
lino.
SS,
sex shops.
Sex
yeah,
dungeons.
Yeah.
And it's just a fucking, like, her whipping, like, a dude's dick.
Yeah.
And he's got, like,
and
a mask.
Like,
he's got, like, a mask with a zip in the middle that
yeah,
blows
exactly.
up and has spikes.
That's exclusively
yeah.
what I'm watching. If I'm a Tory MP or a royal family.
They I think they watch the most gutter, ghetto, crazy ghetto.
You know,
shot on a Nokia fucking 600.
Nokia Lumia.
Yeah, just a fucking the dirtiest. I think that's
bro,
what they
you
watch.
Know that one where you go to UPorn and you're like, what can I type in?
How come we're
just
talking
like,
about porn?
And you just like, and you type in, Burger King car park. And you're like, I wonder what's gonna come up. Or you're like, end of shift. And you're like,
end of shift.
What's going to come up?
We kind of promised folks not to talk a little bit about porn at all, ever. Never
oh, yeah.
Again. But I'm going to add my two cents about porn.
Yeah.
I've done that. Not exactly.
Burger
I typed
King
in one time. No, one time I typed in crying.
You're a disgusting.
I should be getting arrested. I should be getting arrested around now.
I'm pressing the panic button.
I typed in crying. And I found some fucking weird shit. Bro.
Why isn't the panic button working?
The panic button is had the same.
I like to write. I like lonely and alone. That's what I write in. Lonely and alone.
Holy shit. Just in the Burger King car park as well.
Burger King car park.
Do you think there's a porno of just a dude in a Burger King car park
bro,
just masturbating
bro,
around?
There's a porno. If you can imagine a porno, it exists.
That's true.
If you can imagine a porno, it fucking
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z porn.
I'm looking for Jay-Z porn.
Why?
Man.
Why?
He's checking porn now. So, did you like Ant-Man then?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
like
Ant-Man, that's what
I
we're
really
talking about.
Ant-Man.
So, I was looking for news.
We're talking about Ant-Man, man.
Can we...
I was looking for news. I'm sorry. I was talking about porn. I got in the mood. I had to bring it out.
Put the cream away, man.
Oh, jeez. Do you ever rub Savlon on your burns?
This is a tricky question.
Question time.
What type of burns are we talking about? Ben?
Like just
connected
like,
to the
like
previous conversation
burns? Ooh, contact burns.
Friction burns.
I would, hypothetically speaking, do that.
I'm so hungover.
Yeah.
I'm so hungover.
You don't sound it.
I bought this Savlon spray.
You do sound.
Have you guys
and it's mental.
Have you guys heard Dr. Dre's new album?
It's banging.
Have you actually heard it?
No.
What's it called? Straight Out Compton or something?
It's called Straight Out Bangin'sville.
Dre Town. Population one.
Dre World.
Planet Dre.
Dre Universe.
Dre.
I would have joined him.
Dr. God.
Judge Dre.
We'll come back to that.
I've got so Ant-Man.
You should call it Dre Pride.
And it should just be a parade with just Dr. Dre. Just fucking Dr. Dre pumping his fists for fucking 10 hours. Down Mardi Gras.
Up asses.
Yeah.
To be ironic.
You should
Dre
call
Pride,
it,
baby.
Dre Pride. You should call it.
Dre Illuminati.
Dre Almada.
Dre Olympics. The Dre Olympics.
Dre
Olympics. The Dre Olympics.
The Dre.
It's just him. It's just one compare.
Dre.
And you have to tune in all 7 days, or Dre will get really. You have to watch him do the 100 meter sprint, then the 200 meter sprint.
Just on his own.
Just on his own. Getting a million goals.
The Dreadnoughts.
The Dreadathon.
Ant-Man.
Anyway, so Ant-Man, they Ant-Man. Say I was listening to Pars Radio last night.
Hmm?
I was listening to Radio One Extra.
Awesome. All right.
And they were saying...
Moonlighting, okay, go
that,
on.
Yeah, well, you're allowed to listen.
Well, I don't know about that.
They were saying that his new album's banging, and they played a song, but I got out of the car as they started playing that song.
You told me last night to listen to Radio One.
What were you guys doing last night that you guys were having such an intimate conversation about Radio?
We were texting.
Texting.
Text right into the morning, bro.
Sometimes we text one
another. We text right into the morning. No, you texted me and text you were like, put on Radio 1, and they were just playing exclusively Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg tunes. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, no, because when the show started, it was a guy being like, okay.
His name's like
Dr. Cheese or something.
Charlie Soft.
My name's Cheese Charlie Soft. Charlie Cheese Soft. Soft Cheese. I like soft cheese. I like hard cheese. I like toe cheese. I like all kinds of cheese. Charlie cheese.
Charlie cheese.
Soft. It started off with grime. It started off with grime.
Yeah,
YouTube
does that, yeah.
And hip hop.
Yeah.
And then he started talking about how Dre's new album's coming out,
mm.
and it's something to do with Compton, and it's been 15 years in the making, and he was like, to get you hype for it, we're going to play all of Dr. Dre's most banging tunes in a compilation, which I thought was a bad idea because I was like, there's no way his new tune is going to be as good as any of these tunes. And
it's an event when Dr. Dre releases an album,
yeah.
It's an event because he does it so
15 years ago,
and because he's
fucking Dr. Dre.
You know what I was thinking about as I was walking here,
Dr.
today?
Dre's biceps,
yeah, probably.
Weirdo,
probably.
I was thinking about the movie Ant-Man. I was thinking about the
Wu-Tang
Clan.
Wait, dude, I was eating an orange earlier. Let's talk about that.
No, Wu-Tang Clan.
I was eating some oranges.
And I was thinking, it's Dredd, because you know who the rawest member of the Wu-Tang Clan was in the first album?
Go on, Ben.
Go on, you know who it was.
RZA.
It was RZA.
Yeah.
Why was RZA so raw
in
the first album? But he became less and less raw as time went on. But in the first album, he was super raw.
What was his alter ego? Bobby Stills or something?
Bobby Digital.
No, Sharp Knives. But he had some, like, for 36 Chambers for that period, some mad alter ego.
It's
alright
to have alter egos. Mm. That's your first. You can't have an alter ego in your first album.
No, he did it.
Yeah, you can.
But RZA is already an alter ego. He wasn't born and his mum was like, call him RZA.
He's gonna
be razor sharp.
It was Brooklyn, man. I don't know.
His name is Rakim, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But you know what? He's got an amazing career out of it, Ben.
Yeah, he did. As I step outside,
we can't knock him.
He's so raw.
The only guy we can knock is U-God.
Is U-God. Fuck U-God.
He's a great guy.
Fuck you, God. Oh my God. What have I said? That's why he called himself that. In case anyone ever said it, they'd go to hell.
No way.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine if you were in a mosque?
You're the God.
If you were in a mosque.
Could you say if you were in a
mosque? If you were in a mosque, Friday prayer.
Listening to Wu-Tang.
You, God's verse comes on and they're like, oh, fuck you, God. That's the end of your mosque jam.
Just run to the church, bro.
That's the worst thing you could do in a mosque.
Yeah, say fuck you, God.
Yeah, and listening to Wu-Tang at the same time.
Well, imagine in prayer. Imagine they're doing like the fucking Alhamdulillah.
Have you been to mosque, Ben?
There's no place to run. There's no place to hide. And you're there doing the prayer with your fucking Dre Beats headphones
skanking.
On. And you can hear on the horn like...
What fucking 5th century mosque is in your
park?
They just do it on one horn with poked holes, with punctured holes.
You know, there's a thing
in a fucking tusk.
I was reading in the news recently. There's a mosque somewhere, maybe Indonesia, and they just had to pass a law that they have to stop doing the fucking call to prayer so loud. I shouldn't call it the fucking call to prayer.
The fucking new god.
Because like, because these mosques in Indonesia are competition, like, are competing with each other for who can do the call to prayer the loudest.
Bangers.
And it is disrupting people's lives.
And they're getting the boomboxes involved.
Like 6 a.m. first prayer in the day, and they're like, brrr, like super loud,
calling all wizards.
Yeah, wizards.
Did I say wizards?
I mean Muslims. Although let's not get too dread here.
We're deep in the shit already.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to run to a church soon for
I just want to confirm.
Mm-hmm. We're Christians.
No. Muslim people are fine. Right. They're dandy.
Hey, Dandy? How you doing, Muslims?
Do you know what's funny? Do you know what the surname of the leader of the Taliban is?
No.
Mansour.
What?
But yeah. What's your surname?
Mansour. My brother went to New
Isn't
York.
Isn't that a strange that coincidence?
My brother went to New York and the people stopped him.
Oh.
They stopped him because it said it's Mansour.
Did they try and arrest him and be like, we found him?
No, they just stuck his fingers in his bum.
Oh.
He likes that anyway.
One or two?
Wow. I don't know.
You didn't ask.
He did not go that far.
I don't know if they did go that far, mate.
Oh, yeah.
To the elbow.
I like that.
No, I don't know. I don't even know if they stuck fingers in his bum. They probably didn't.
So, Ant-Man.
Ants of a man.
So, my favourite scene in Ant-Man was...
the one with Michael Douglas.
Which one is your favourite?
The climactic
battle. Tell me which scene it was.
So, the bad guy in the film.
Bad guys?
Yeah. One, just the one.
Fighting the good guy?
The
good
Ant-Man. Oh, you know the scene. You know the scene I'm talking about. He's fighting Ant-Man.
Right.
And he... there's a toy train
involved. Yeah, yeah. The one from the trailer, right?
Yeah. The one from the trailer. That's my favourite scene of the film. And the scene where they're like... we gotta call the Avengers, and they're like, no, the Avengers aren't coming for this one.
Yeah.
And then apparently, although I know it, but I'm not gonna spoil it for anyone, an Avenger shows up in the film to like diss him a little bit.
Which one though?
I'm not gonna say which one because that's a spoiler.
I'm not gonna say I can't
that's
say
a spoiler.
I'm not gonna say
don't
it. Spoil anything.
That. No, I don't wanna spoil the movie. For our listeners.
What did you think?
My favorite part was when Ant-Man won the final battle.
Okay, yeah.
But he didn't he?
Typical. Also, the Stan Lee cameo. My favourite Stan Lee cameo of any Marvel film I've ever seen.
You should review more films.
Have you seen... You saw that Stan Lee cameo, though.
I don't know which
and
one
And he was
mean.
Like...
But what happened in that
he
scene?
He was like,
though?
Whoa!
I'm in another Marvel film. Is that what he did?
Just like,
so crazy.
He was like, I'm Stan Lee. But he didn't say that, but you could see it.
What was he doing this time? Was he like wiping... I've seen it. He was wiping a window.
It was sort of like just a quick, like there was an action scene
and
you
and
saw
his
him
face
sort of turn.
There, yeah.
You saw him sort of turn and look
Can
at
I
it.
Please be in the film? Dude, he's a dick, man.
Yeah,
why is that?
Because he's in every fucking film that he's...
You know who else is in every film? Samuel L. Jackson.
Do you know who's actually in every film?
Tom Hardy.
Who's in this film? Not
Michael
Tom Hardy.
Douglas.
T.I. Why the fuck is T.I. in every fucking
film?
Do you remember that part, Ben?
Yes.
What?
T.I.
Yeah?
As that came to me today, I was like, have you seen the film? I was like, yeah. He's like, what rappers are there? I was like, Snoop Dogg.
It's a good guess. It was a fucking good guess,
yeah,
though. I was like, it is a comedy kind of action.
Snoop Dogg. They obviously just couldn't afford him, so they got T.I.
Yeah. And then you were like, Ludacris?
Ludacris.
And I was like, that's an even
better
guess.
That's a
better guess. But T.I.'s in, like, I've been to, like, about 3 or 4 films in cinema recently, and he's been in pretty much every single one.
Name one.
He was in a film about films.
What?
Oh, yeah. Fucking films.
What film was that?
The one about films.
The one about films, bro. It was the one where a dude... Oh, Get Hard.
Mark Kermode.
He was in Get Hard.
That film's not about films.
It's about films, bro.
That film's about a white guy going to prison and being trained how to be hard by Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
That's the film.
It's played by Will Ferrell.
It's strongly about stereotypes, that film. I don't think I've seen a film stronger about stereotypes since Asian Hookers 15, bro.
Bro, that's not a real film. You just made that up.
I made that up, bro.
I've
never seen porn in my life.
Bro, it's... Some porn is alright.
Some
porn you're just a bit like, didn't
Whoa.
Like that. Mm. And at the end of it, no matter what porn you watched, when you're all finished cleaning up, you're like, why am I doing that?
Mm.
Do you know what's good about
porn?
I'm
myself. What is?
Breaks.
Oh yeah. Bye.
With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night.
By Rizzlers. Alright, welcome back to Bangkok Radio Swayze. I told you this was going to be a shorter episode than usual because we're finding that people don't have the attention span to listen to a whole hour. So we're going to cut straight from that beautiful review of Ant-Man to our questions.
Start with that one.
Alright, this is... Oh, let's do CKC Suggests Starts. Here's the new intro to CKC Suggests.
Cox, Willy, Arson, Dick.
Anyway, CKC Suggests... Drink milk after eating spicy food. Ooh. Unless you're intolerant to dairy products.
You know,
I think that's a beautiful...
Definitely to really, myself.
That's a suggestion that I can really get behind.
It's a really caring one as well, with the allergy warning as well. That's good. I like that.
Because you know why milk is good for spicy food?
Yeah.
Breaks it down. The lipids.
Lipids
is just a word for fat. I don't know why. Alright, so CKC questions. This one's from legendary-1@gmail.com. I don't know why they always put their email address. That's no jokes. Always forget to say this. You can actually email in your questions at don.falasco@gmail.com.
But he's been doing it the whole time, so why would they care? They know that this is the Gmail. These are real questions, Ben. What are you saying?
Why are you being up?
What?
Why are you hung up?
Let's get these real questions out there.
Let's really do this. Anyway, email us at don.falasco@gmail.com. That's don.falasco, F-O-L-A-S-K-O.
@gmail.com
Or you can tweet us at BK Radio Swayze. Is that it? BK Radio Swayze or BKR Swayze? No, you didn't answer the question.
Sorry. I know. Tweet. It's at BK Radio Swayze.
Just Google it, you fucking idiots.
Wanker.
Right, I'm legendary with the missionary, and I was wondering, can I advertise my new DVD next episode? It's called Short Sports 101 with Ted in Bed.
No, you can't. Next.
Okay.
Bang.
This is from SusanDeering@subscribe.com. Hi, it's Susanna. Wanna be my fuck buddy? I love casual dating, quickies in the park, and pool sex.
Holy wink. Shit.
I'm not too picky about guys, so just message me and let's have fun.
Yes.
Sounds promising. Hello, Susanna. Hey, it's me, Eamon Mon. Message me at eamonmon.com.
Is that Eamon? Come on
together, Mon.
Hey. Eamon Mon.
Hey, Mon.
What are you doing on the weekend, man?
Just hanging, man. What are you up to,
bro,
man?
I'm hanging too, man.
Hey, Ben, man.
Yeah?
What are you doing on the weekend, bro, man?
I was going to go see a show, yeah?
You're going to go see a show, yeah?
I was thinking about going to see a movie, man.
Hey, man, what are you going to see?
Well, I'm going to watch Ant-Man.
Hey, man, what are you
it's I heard it's pretty good. I listened to the show called Buying Her Ass.
I went on a review on that, man. That was pretty good.
That's alright.
That's pretty good.
Right, man. Let's go swimming.
Alright.
Alright. This is the next question from Freedom Farter. What a banging. Bad man.
Banging.
Freedom Farter at reload.co.uk. I think we should do a thing, right? Wherever we say reload on the show, all of us should say reload.
Reload!
So I'll be like, at reload.
Reload!
Reload.
Reload. I'm fat, and I love food. I haven't seen my feet in 8 months. Should I smoke crack instead of eating in order to lose weight?
You don't even need
lose, us. Lose, spelled wrong. Yeah. Quickly. The school... The school prom is in 2 weeks and I don't have a date yet. What the fuck is...
Two-part question. Him.
Can I just quickly say, school prom is in 2 weeks and the fucking fat cunt hasn't got a date yet.
Yeah, and he can't see his own feet.
Why is school prom in 2 weeks when in 2 weeks it's the end of summer?
Well, obviously he goes to a special school given the fact that he can't see his own fucking feet.
Bro. 2 weeks from now,
I'm only hoping that you can see your own hands so you can climb on a fucking bridge, son.
CKC Radio Sweet.
Lenicism.
How could you not have a date for prom, you fucking cunt?
Take your sister.
Yeah. Stop eating your dates.
Take your sister, you chocolate lover.
You chocolate fondant.
You didn't specify race, Ben. What's going on? Why are you being racist?
I wouldn't be racist.
Well, he's calling him a dessert.
He's a chocolate lover, or he's made of chocolate. Lover, okay.
Like a mother lover.
He loves.
His mother's made of chocolate. Here's a good question that no one asked us this week, even though they should have. Ask us this question next week. If your mum was a bit of food, would you eat her?
That's terrible.
Dang it. I would on the sly.
CKC depends. Discuss.
On like favorite food, would it be your favorite
lasagna.
Food?
Lasagna.
No, it'd be my least favorite food.
Oh, okay, but I mean, like, if she was made, like, what's your favorite food?
I don't have one. I don't say
donuts.
No, not donuts. All
right.
What's your favorite food?
Oranges.
if my mum
had oranges for fingers, she'd be like watching TV.
I'll just slide on my back.
Hasn't, but she wouldn't have oranges for fingers, bro. She would have her hand would be an orange,
yeah,
and then her fingers would be just pieces of
yeah,
orange.
That's what I'm saying. That's like what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
And it'd be like that, but they'd
yeah.
peel all over.
As she closed
her
hand, she could make a half orange.
Yeah. And you would fucking have to peel her hands before eating it. Imagine that. What are you doing? And you're just like...
That's fucking terrible.
And she'll never suspect a thing, bro.
Do you think she could feel it? Wouldn't that be awful?
She'll have
to. She was just screaming the whole time.
Yes, it would.
Because you're eating her hands.
But I'll have a bit of orange, bro. It's better than going to the shop, man.
Does it grow back?
Probably. Oranges are quick. Growing.
What?
They grow quick back.
Once you eat them, they do
quick,
grow back.
They quick grow back.
They
quick grow
back.
Quick.
That's good though.
Quick grow back oranges now.
Do you know what's good though?
Oranges.
Have you ever been. This is such a dirty, I'm such a ghetto cunt. Have you ever fucking been at your kitchen counter and you're peeling an orange and there's a sticky bit on your kitchen counter?
Yeah.
What I do is if you like sort of break the peel a little bit so the juices start flowing and you just rub the kitchen counter with that.
Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah.
Like,
So that your mum could literally, she could be at kitchen counter and like, oh, I can't be bothered to go get a rag.
Just rip a bit of her skin.
She'd just be like, just poke it a little bit, pierce the skin.
Just cut my hand and clean it.
Imagine being blood brothers with her. She'd cut her hand open and be like, blood brothers. And you'd be like, drinking out of her hand.
What's your favourite food, Ben? Pizza.
You know,
everybody
but
likes pizza.
Do you remember in nursery when there was a kid who ate paste?
No.
That was me.
Oh,
and
wow.
My favorite food
and
is paste.
Paste. So your mum would be made of paste.
Paste. My
so
mom,
just the consistency.
So my mum is made of paste.
And you'll be munching.
Like PVA
and
glue.
And I'm munching the paste. PVA glue. But do you remember when you used to rub PVA glue on your hand just so that when it dries you could peel it off?
Yeah.
Bah!
No,
I used to rub it on my eyes.
That was wanking for little kids. As in, something disgusting that you enjoyed doing, and then afterwards you're like, I wish I didn't.
Yeah. Were you doing like a really long...
I'm reading that now.
Do you remember when you used to just do it? A really fucking long one.
I'm sorry.
Across your palm.
We got to edit out that laughter. That's dirty. I'm very hungover.
But at least you enjoy... The
so a homeless guy came into my... work today.
I have no problem with the homeless apart from the smell.
The smell.
Just the
well, he
smell.
Came in and he was like, no English.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm in a store. I'm working in the shop. I work in the shop. He comes. We sell perfume. So he's like, can I? And I'm like, yeah, of course. He sprays himself with bare perfume. And then he's like, no English. And I was like, yeah, you already made that clear.
Yeah.
He's like, can I have one?
A perfume?
Like,
he's like, I thought you didn't speak English.
I was like, can you have one what? And he's like, pointing at the perfume. And I'm like,
no?
What do you think the answer to that is? What do you... So, like, I have no beef with the homeless. They're, in my eyes, I wish they had homes. Like, I'm fully backing them.
You wish they
homes.
Were home full.
I wish they were full of home.
Yeah.
Or dead.
Whichever faster.
Whichever one.
Death
when,
is probably...
Yeah. Yeah. But,
it's more efficient.
But, literally... Can I have a bottle of perfume?
Yeah.
No.
Where
well,
the fuck is
can't.
He going that
no,
he needs to smell?
Do you know what he did? You know what he did right after?
I was going to go begging Mayfair.
Do you know what he did right after being like, can I have one of your bottles of perfume?
What?
And I said no.
took a shit.
It turns out the whole time, out completely out of sight, he had a Pepsi cup. Like, not Pepsi cup, but like a cup you get from Subway that has the Pepsi logo on it.
Yeah.
Had it in his hand. But he didn't have it in his hand earlier because his hands were completely free. Picked up and was like, change?
Oh,
and I was like, I'm working in a shop. I'm not on the street.
Yeah.
I'm in a shop. He's come into the shop to ask a shop guy for change.
Did he then?
I'm like, what do you want from...
That's insane.
Get the fuck out of the shop.
Did he then unscrew the top?
Just go and ask people on the street. You can't ask people in a shop.
That's why you need to have one of those homeless sticks behind the counter.
Mace.
You mean no, mace? Just the stick. Yeah. You wave the stick.
Like
you wave
the
stick.
It's a stick with just
a jagged
edge. It's a stick with a bit of dog poo on the end.
Yeah.
Well, no. that's not really the
stick.
Point it in their direction.
Yeah.
Did the guy unscrew the cap and then proceed to pour some of the perfume into his cup? Because that would have been
and then drink it just to
amazing.
Get high.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
Crazy homeless.
I
love
that. Anyway, thank you for listening to Bangkok Radio Swayze. Short episode this week because we are got dates.
Whoa, losers.
Please give us money. 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 Please give us money.